October 27th, Matthew 3:11-12. Jesus says, "There is a baptism, and a baptism, daughter whom I love. All of you that are Catholics have the baptism which washes away original sin, and which ought to have the same consequence of holiness for all. If all of you look to heaven instead of being nailed into the mire of the earth, with the eyes of your spirit, and the roots of your being, baptism, a sacrament instituted by me, in place of the baptism of John the Precursor, contains in itself all the elements to lead you to holiness. It gives you grace, and whoever has grace has everything. But it is you that do not take grace into account, and cast it aside as a useless gift. Between severe duty to be faithful to this grace, which is nothing but God in you with all his gifts, and easy compromise with flesh and blood, money and evil, just for enjoyment, or in the belief of obtaining enjoyment, during those few instants of eternity which are your lives on earth, you prefer compromise. When the Son of God, the one who loves you, comes into the midst of the multitudes marked with his indelible sign, that sign which is more glorious than a royal crown, because it gives you a heavenly royalty as sons and daughters, and heirs of the Most High, he finds that few have fought against instinct, and Satan or washed away the stains of Satan and instinct by repentance so, as to have that sign of predestination clean and active. To those few, the beloved of my heart, I, the Son of God, to whom all power of judgment is handed over by the Father, come to impart a baptism of burning fire, which blazes and consumes all humanity in them to make their spirits free, and render them capable of receiving the Spirit, who speaks. A severe selection and a painful election in its joy. For whoever is not clean, whoever is not kept or rendered clean by love and repentance, cannot be accepted for my wheat. The sterile, empty chaff, darnel, the harmful daughter, and the useless parasitic tendrils will be separated by my rigorous examination. The chaff are the proud. The proud and ardent thought over their rationalizing, mistaken science, the Pharisees and scribes of the present time. The darnel and the daughter, the rebels against the law and the poisoners of hearts. The corruptors, the scandalous, for whom it would have been better to have been expelled already dead from their mother's womb. The tendrils are the weak, the lukewarm, who want to benefit from the communion of the saints, but without striving to contribute even a minimal effort to it. They are the spiritually slothful, those who always need stimuli, support, and warmth to lead their poor spiritual lives. Without the factors of different aids, they would crawl on the ground, unable to tend towards heaven, and would be trampled on by the evil one, trampled on, I say, not caught. They are scorned even by him. He doesn't care about them, because he knows that by themselves they slay their souls. A painful election, for, like an ear of grain destined to become God's wheat, one must accept the blows of the threshing machine, the immolation of the millstone, and the purification of the bolter, that is, pains, 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 mortifications, measureless asceticism. Oh! To be wheat for hosts one must be able to have oneself stripped by love of all impurity. Nothing else is absolute like love, in working this purification of your personality, to make it suitable for living in heaven. But consider, soul of mine, think of how beautiful my paradise will seem to you after so much pain. You will find all the bitterness you drink in here out of love for your king changed into sweetness up above. All the wounds which have brought you agony here will be eternal jewels there. All the pain will be joy. Time passes. It passes in every instant. I remain, and my eternity remains with me. And it will be your gift, the one you have earned with your love and your pain. An eternity of light, and eternal joy. An eternity with God, Maria. Always consider this. You will long for pain like the air you breathe. Later, towards night, Jesus says, "Open to me, my beloved. Your spouse asks you to be let in. I have granted to your mouth, which desired so much to be kissed, that it may kiss. I have granted to your arms, which were so often clasped by love's arm, that they may clasp love." This is the song this morning. Do you see that the one who gave you the lily is able to give you all you desire? I have given myself a lily born of Mary, who is an immaculate lily. I am now with you in body and soul, in blood and divinity. I am with you, as upon an altar. Here, in your room, where your faith shines more than a lamp, and your love gives off perfume more than incense, I have placed my cradle, my little cradle, which contains me, large as in heaven. Even in the tiniest fragment, I am as in the Father's breast, and around me are the worshipping angels. Your faith makes you believe this, and for this faith may you be blessed. I want to tell you a secret. The saint whom you have loved since childhood, Mary Magdalene, when a penitent in the lands of France and alone among the crags, was able to release her spirit, caught in the whirlpool of love, to the point where she would send it, where I was present in the sacred species. And this desire of hers to worship me in the sacrament, as she had worshipped me when I lived on earth, moved me more than her penances. I am worshipped too little by Christians, by the quibblers who, to worship me, need more than display. Oh, love me by the strength of love. See me and believe in me just by the strength of faith. Know that I have not received more intense acts of worship than those of the voluntary recklesses or exiles in cells and deserts, and that I have not had a worthier altar than that of the little Tarsicius reddening the sacred linen with his blood. To find something more perfect, you must think of the ineffable transports of my mother bending over my cradle, or the throbbing altar, whiter than a lily and rendered luminous by love, of her most chaste body bearing me, or her arms, her lap, turned into a cushion for the dreams of the child God. Maria. Be Mary, Mary adoring the living bread descending from heaven, the flesh and the blood of the Son of God, and of Mary as our mother was. Ask her to teach you her Eucharistic fervors. Maria, make your house a Nazareth and a Bethany. It already is because I am there, and make it more so with a complete love for your Eucharistic Jesus. Illness is not an obstacle for the loving heart. There are numberless churches where I am alone. Come into them with your spirit. Make up for others' lack of love. Learn from me to say I have ardently desired. I have ardently desired to come to you, Jesus, who remain entirely alone on so many altars, to tell you that I love you with my whole self. I have ardently desired to see you, O my Eucharistic Son. I have ardently desired to consume my bread, which you are. For the sake of so much desire, have mercy on your servant, Lord. Let me come to your heavenly altar, and adore you forever, O Lamb of God. Have me see you with my soul enraptured in your glory, O my divine Son, who now appear veiled to me, because of the weakness of my condition among the living. Let me love you, as I would like to love you, for blessed eternity opened the gates of life to me, Jesus, my life. Come, Lord Jesus, come. In the communion of light may what is flesh perish, and may the Spirit conquer you, my only and triune God, the sole love of my soul,